Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Spaceflight This Week, an NSF podcast. I'm News Director Thomas Burkhart, here with a quick recap of spaceflight news for the week of April 10th, 2023. China's private space sector had a successful week, with two missions reaching orbit. First, on April 2nd, Tianlong 2 reached orbit on its maiden flight, a rare occurrence in commercial spaceflight. It was the first orbital launch attempt by Space Pioneer, a private company aiming to pursue reusable rockets in the future. Launching from Jiuquan, the rocket carried a single remote-sensing CubeSat to sun-synchronous orbit, in addition to mass simulators. The successful flight makes Tianlong 2 the first kerosene-fueled commercial rocket to reach orbit from China. Then, on April 7th, iSpace's Hyperbola 1 rocket successfully returned to flight, also launching from Jiuquan. After a successful maiden flight in 2019, the company suffered three straight failures in 2021 and 2022. With no payload on board, but rather the simplified goal of successfully returning to orbit, Hyperbola 1 successfully flew, setting the stage for a return to commercial service, as well as continuing work on Hyperbola 2, slated to be a liquid-fueled reusable rocket. United Launch Alliance CEO Tory Bruno was able to offer some additional details this week regarding the anomaly that occurred on a Centaur 5 structural test article last week. While the test did not include liquid oxygen, the test did involve liquid hydrogen, which ignited and created a fireball. The substitution of liquid nitrogen for liquid oxygen removed the risk of propellants mixing and exploding. This is common practice in tests requiring proper thermal conditions, but not engine testing. As a result, Bruno says the test article is still largely intact, which will significantly help the investigation. Just after midnight on Friday morning, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 from Space Launch Complex 40 at the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. On board was the Intelsat 40E commercial communications satellite, which was successfully deployed into a geostationary transfer orbit. In addition to the satellite's communications mission, it also hosted the Tropospheric Emissions Monitoring of Pollution Instrument, or TEMPO. TEMPO is a NASA payload built by Ball Aerospace that will use Intelsat 40E's position in geostationary orbit to monitor air pollution over North America. The launch was supported by Falcon 9 Booster 1076, making its fourth flight. After liftoff, the booster successfully landed on a shortfall of gravitas. And finally, perhaps the biggest news of the week is the arrival of a target launch date for Starship's orbital test flight. Ship 24 was lifted using the chopsticks and stacked back on top of Booster 7 on Wednesday. According to SpaceX, a launch rehearsal is tentatively planned for this week, with the first launch attempt to follow about a week later. This puts the launch target as no earlier than April 17th, although Elon Musk did later add that the launch was trending toward later that week. One watch item is final regulatory approval, with the FAA preparing to issue a launch license as soon as this week. Looking toward future vehicles, Musk also confirmed that plans do still include stretching the ship by about 10 meters and adding three more Raptor vacuum engines, making a total of six vacuum engines and three sea-level engines on the ship. That's all on this week's episode of Spaceflight This Week. For more spaceflight news, check out our other podcasts, subscribe to us on YouTube, or visit NASASpaceflight.com.